Lord's Day 26. Lord's Day 26 of the Heidelberg Catechism. These are subordinate standards. These are helpful teaching tools. Tools in the trade, like anyone in their profession, they need tools to help them do their job. Well, the confession helps us to understand what the scriptures teach. And so it is a useful tool in order to do that. And it breaks it up into these different important doctrines. So today we're going to focus on the doctrine of baptism, because we've had an introduction to the sacraments in general last Lord's Day. Today we're talking specifically about baptism, what it means that we administer this sacrament. So let's please respond to the questions of Lord's Day 26. How is it signified and sealed to you in holy baptism that you have part in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Thus, that Christ instituted this outward washing with water and joined it this promise, that I am washed with his blood and spirit from the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as certainly as I am washed outwardly with water, whereby commonly the filthiness of the body is taken away. What is it to be washed with the blood and spirit of Jesus Christ? It is to have the forgiveness of sins from God through grace, for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us in his sacrifice on the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ, so that we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. Where has Christ promised that we are as certainly washed with his blood and spirit as with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." This promise is also repeated where Scripture called baptism the washing of regeneration and washing away of sins. Amen. Saints of God, I am amazed at God's creational design of how he has made all of these things that are very complex to think about, whether it's, you know, gravity or space or the earth, and so much diversity of different kinds of life. But in our human experience, there are also the simplest things that all of us need. That's including, of course, air, bread, food, water, and something else. And these are like basic elements, right? But God has so designed in such a way that he chooses the most simplest essential elements to communicate the most important message to us of the gospel, using water. Water is, we were made mostly of water, just physically, biologically speaking. We need to drink water constantly, otherwise we get dehydrated or get thirsty. And we need water to clean ourselves. You know, it's something very satisfying when, if you're working in the yard or if you have an outdoor job or, you're running around and then you take a bath or a shower and you feel clean. You feel refreshed. And so, out of all of the things in creation, God could have chosen to illustrate the gospel. He chooses water to do so in the sacrament of baptism. And so, just as we wash ourselves from the dirt, from our skin, so effective is the blood of Jesus Christ in washing away our sin. And so, you know, we understand that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sin, but sometimes it can be hard to wrap our minds around, just practically speaking, like being washed by blood. It doesn't, you know, I have to think about it more. It's kind of gross, you know, to think about it literally. But of course, what we mean by that is that the life that Jesus gave, which is his own life, was given that our sins may be covered. But he also uses water to illustrate that simple, very simple thing that we all experience. That regardless of, even as Christians, that we battle within, we have a battle within ourselves. We are at war within our own soul of doing what is right or doing what is wrong, as Paul illustrates in Romans 7. We can go to the living God and have him tell us that regardless of how you feel, regardless of how polluted you feel in your soul, remember that I have cleansed you with the blood of my son, Jesus Christ. And so that is such a wonderful thing. And I don't know if you were baptized as infants or as an adult. I was baptized as an adult. And so, I was able to be baptized by one of my pastors growing up. He mentored me. And it was such a meaningful moment, not just because he shepherded me through so many difficult times in my life, but also to understand that through all of these people he's brought into my life, to leading me and directing me to this point in understanding what the gospel is and having receiving the gift of the gospel, being saved, repenting and believing. I have now this physical sign that I can look back to, remember every day, especially when I fall flat spiritually, and understand that, no, this, how I feel today, is not the truth of who I am. It doesn't define who I am. It's what I can look back to, what has been done in me. Not because the water is magical in itself, but it points to the spiritual reality of the certainty of the cleansing blood of Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit that is still working in us by his grace. And so we'll conclude the summary of Lord's Day 26 with that.